Chapter 40. Adriana. After leaving the council meeting, I race back through the castle halls out to the field where my captains gathered the soldiers for their long march south. Warriors ran to their barracks to collect their weapons and packs, and then sprinted back to the field to wait in formation for Onyx, their fierce commander. When she walked toward me not even an hour ago, it surprised and thrilled me to see her. But once the shock had faded, I realized that something must be wrong. When she told me we were sending reinforcements south, I jumped into action. But now that I had this short time to sift through my thoughts, I realized just how serious this was. I had basically grown up a soldier and had risen through the ranks quickly. I couldn't remember a time in Constanta's recent history where we had sent so many forces off to another land. But within the past few months, we had sent reinforcements east and now south. The last time we had sent troops out, zombies had overrun Constanta. As much as I wanted to join Onyx in the battle for Nahuatl, my place was still as head of the council, while the real council was away in case of another attack like that, and I did not take that position lightly. I would make Rosmarin and Kristoff proud. When I thought about Kristoff, though, I faltered. I hoped he was okay. From the sounds of it, he and the council were facing enemies as dangerous or even more dangerous than the Blood Drake and the Draken. There had been many days since the council left that I had worried about how they were faring, but more so, I worried if Kristoff was okay, if he was learning about his power. Despite those worries, I had every confidence in the council and in Kristoff especially. He was the Lightbearer. If anyone could defeat a sorcerer and an army of the undead, he could. Still, I wanted to be there by his side. All I could do now was ready the soldiers and keep Constanta safe until he came back. As I walked across the field, soldiers stood at attention, waiting for orders. More and more entered the formation until the field was full of warriors dressed in the shining silver and dark blue armor of Constanta, with a crescent moon etched onto their chest plates. Overhead, the flags of our kingdom flew proudly in the breeze. One of my captains came forward.
"Ma'am, the soldiers are ready for battle."
He nodded and then stepped back in line. I looked out across the sea of warriors filled with pride. These were my soldiers, my comrades, and they were some of the strongest and most skilled fighters in the entire continent. They were my family, and I was proud of them, their accomplishments, and their willingness to leave their home and fight a battle in foreign lands. "Soldiers," I called out over the field. "Today, you are not only fighting for Constanta, but for Nahuatl, our friends to the south. You know that our king and queen have built our kingdom on integrity and compassion, and that is why you are all making this long trek. I know you will make the people of Constanta proud. Go. Fight with all the skill and strength of our kingdom." The warriors sent war cries up into the blue sky as the sun beamed down on them. Emotion almost overcame me at seeing them all ready to fulfill their duties, and as their thunderous shouts echoed into the sky, I wished more than ever to go with them. I reminded myself again that Kristoff wanted me here.
"Adriana, you'll do great."
Those words had kept me going all the time he had been away, and they would keep me going even as my soldiers marched off to war without me. I would make Kristoff proud whenever he finally returned. Onyx, Erwin, and Ofen marched across the field toward us, finished with whatever it was they were doing. I had no clue what their plan was, but when I found out, I knew the situation was far dire than I had thought, and for the first time since the council left Constanta, I was truly afraid.
"How are the troops?"
Onyx asked as she looked out across the rows of soldiers. "They are ready to march," I declared to Onyx.
"We're not marching,"
Erwin said in her soft voice, but she wore a devilish grin, something I was not used to seeing from the red-headed fairy. "What do you mean?" I asked. "How are you planning to get to Nahuatl?" Erwin helped Ofen with a bag of something, but she remained silent, still with that grin on her face. I looked to Onyx, but the gargoyle was just as stoic as ever.
"Zahar is certainly a mystery,"
Ofen gushed as he set the bag down on the grass. For her to suggest such a method of travel? Well, I'd say she was crazy, but she is the wisest being I have ever met. I looked at them all, and at the bag, totally confused. Erwin giggled when she saw my face.
Portals,
the fairy said.
We're using portals to get to Nuwaddle.
I shuddered at the thought of my soldiers portaling across the continent. I was not a sorceress or alchemist, but even I knew how dangerous portals were. Is that a good idea? I asked, trying not to sound as scared as I was.
No, but it's the only way the reinforcements can make it south in time,
Ofen stated as if there were no issues. Ofen, you know this is crazy, right? I beseeched the elf.
It's crazy, that's true. But if Sahar suggested it, then my guess is she can see something we can't.
He resolved to me. Onyx? I turned to my commander, wondering if she knew just how dangerous this was.
There is no other way, she said resolutely.
As Erwin and Ofen set up strange crystals and geometric shapes on the field, I knew that they had already made their decision, and there was nothing that I could say or do to stop them. All I could do was pray to the gods that they would be safe.